join me. And it's such an important subject that you're here to talk about, grief. And people struggle with grief. And can we really put a time limit on how long someone should grieve for?
Absolutely not. I don't believe you can. We carried out a really interesting study at Therapy Finders and found that 30% of UK adults actually believe that grief should last no longer than 1 to 6 months. So the problem with this is grief is such a very personal experience, and no two people will experience it in exactly the same way. They might have the same emotions, but their experience of it could be very different. Therefore, it's impossible to put a time limit on it and to say, you know, that phrase that I hate, well, you should be over it by now. There is no should when it comes to grief. I worked with a lady once whose twin sister died at a very young age, and what she expected to feel was sadness, as that's the common feeling that we all experience with grief. But what she actually felt was quite a deep anger, and she didn't understand why, and it really took her by surprise. And it took us a long time to work through that, what she was feeling, and understand why she was feeling it in order for her to process her grief. And that whole process took a lot longer than 6 months. Mm.
6 months seems such a short time.
Mm. Yeah.
When we think of grief and death, I mean, there's some people that would die in really tragic circumstances, Claire. Mm. And that would take someone even longer to get over because of those tragic circumstances, whether it be a murder, a sudden death, or a child dying.
Yes, I think you're right. We work a lot with the grief wheel in therapy, and the first sort of stage of the grief wheel is shock. And like you say, with a sudden death, you can stay in this shock phase for a very long time because you just can't believe it's happened, or it's been such a traumatic accident or whatever's happened, that moving through the grief can take a lot longer because you get stuck in this shock and really finding it difficult to come to terms with. So yes, I think that can definitely impact the length of time it takes, specifically with sudden death. That's not to say that, you know, even when a death is expected or, you know, not a surprise, that you can still be shocked by it and you can still take a long time to get over it. So there really is no right or wrong way to grieve. It's what you experience, and the time that it takes for you to get over it is very personal.
Yeah, and being British the way we are, Claire, we put on this stiff upper lip, we go out and try and put a smile on our face. And it can be hard to see that someone is still struggling. So what are the signs that people aren't dealing with the grief?
I think this is a really important aspect of it, because like you say, people don't find it easy to reach out and ask for help. So if you are noticing somebody who you think might be struggling, if they are not doing their day-to-day things, such as, you know, just leaving the house or getting out of bed, even having a shower, if they're struggling to do those things, it's a sign that they're not coping. Also, if they seem to be withdrawing from social situations or pulling away from friends and family and not being able to focus on anything other than the grief, these are all signs that someone isn't coping and that they need help.
And if someone has gone through that and they're not coping, what can they do?
I would always say try and talk to somebody, and I know this can be difficult for some people, but talking really does help. So if you can, reach out to friends or close friends or family and just try and express how you're feeling. If you aren't able to talk to friends and family, and I know that people do find it difficult, or they might not have anyone they feel they can talk to, I would really try and reach out to a trained grief therapist, because they will give you a safe space to talk about what you're feeling. They will have no judgment, and they'll allow you the time that you need to go through whatever it is you're experiencing, whatever emotion that you are going through. And even if you're feeling nothing and you don't understand why you're feeling nothing, a trained grief therapist will really help you work through what's going on for you.
And keeping that grief bottled up inside, Claire, is no good for anyone. No. I mean, personally, I lost my sister. She was 15 when she got killed in a car crash.
Right.
And, you know, it was 4 or 5 years later that my mental health started to really suffer because of it. And then I lost my grandmother and then my mother. And it took me years to be able to process some of that.
Yeah. Like you say there, like often what happens with grief is that it can trigger further grief, can then trigger past grief if you haven't maybe grieved properly, or you know, put it, you know, sort of said, oh, okay, I'm okay now, and just kind of tried to get on with your life. And then later, maybe years, like you say, down the road, you experience grief again, and it can bring back all the past memories and past feelings. And like you say, it can take a long time to get over it. And so when people do experience triggering grief from past experiences, it's really important to try to recognize it and know that it's absolutely normal. There's nothing wrong with it. There's no right or wrong way to grieve, like I said, but just to reach out and get that help, because it really does. It really can help you move through your grief. And, you know, you have to allow yourself time to grieve. Like we said at the beginning, there really is no time limit that you can put on it. And it sometimes can take years, and that's okay. You know, just try to be kind to yourself.
And you're talking there about the thing that the grief can reemerge, Claire. Mm. I mean, what are the different situations that can cause that grief to reemerge? I mean, but personally, I mean, it's the likes of Easter Sunday when my grandmother died. Mm. I don't like Easter because of that reason. And it's just special dates like that, Mother's Day, for instance. When someone dies on those days, it can be so traumatic for the rest of their life.
It can, yeah, you're absolutely right. And it's, you know, things like that will trigger. And unfortunately, if it happens on a day that, you know, we celebrate or we recognize every year, then yes, those feelings can come up every year for you. And that's something that obviously could potentially continue for the rest of someone's life on these particular dates. And it's important to know that when these dates are coming up, that you prepare yourself and maybe just accept that, okay, on this day, I know that I'm going to feel sad, and that's okay. You know, allow yourself that time to feel those feelings again. And it might have to be something that you kind of cope with for the rest of your life. But just to sometimes preparation can make it a little bit easier. But allowing yourself that time is also really important. And, you know, don't ever think that, well, I shouldn't feel like this. It's, you know, 4, 5, 6, however many years down the line. If you are still feeling that way after that time on those particular days, then that's okay. You know, we're all human, and, you know, it's not wrong to feel the way you're feeling. It's just the way you're feeling in that moment. And it's also important to remember that it may pass. It's not necessarily going to be this way forever. So, you know, allow yourself to feel whatever it is you're feeling.
Mm-hmm. And there is some great exercises you can do to work through that grief. And could you tell us about some of those, please?
Yeah, so what I've found really helps people is to journal. When we experience grief, we experience a lot of different emotions. And often in grief, we don't understand sometimes why we're feeling the way we are, or a lot of different emotions are all coming at all at the same time, and it becomes almost impossible to form thoughts cope with anything else. So by journaling and getting those thoughts and feelings out onto a piece of paper, it can really help to organize what your thoughts and your feelings and try and help you work through it and process it. And it doesn't have to be, you know, long, perfectly constructed sentences or a wonderful piece of work. It literally could just be a brain dump of words. But just getting it out, it's that getting it out of your body and not letting it overwhelm you can really be helpful. Another thing that I think is also really important that we don't do enough of is just allow yourself to cry. Crying or even screaming, you know, whatever works for you, it can be really cathartic. And again, it's all about getting that emotion out and not letting it overwhelm you and eat away at you inside. without trying to express it. So crying is a really good release, and that we need to do more often. Unfortunately, our society kind of looks at crying a little bit as a sign of weakness, which it really isn't. It's your body just, you know, allowing yourself that emotion. Also, what I've found is helpful for people is to try and remember happy memories. You know, it's not, some people feel ashamed of laughing and recalling fun times, but it's really important to, you know, in helping them move through the grief, to remember the happiness and remember the good times can often really be helpful.
And something else, Claire, that I think is quite helpful as well is when you do have that special date coming up, is to go and do something to remember your loved one.
Yes.
You know, to have a positive memory of that day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Be really helpful.
Yeah, that could definitely be helpful. And as I say, you know, you could make it, yes, a special day every year rather than a day of sadness. But again, it is important to just remember that if you do feel sad, that is okay. But you can remember them with all the different emotions. And yeah, and it's that is a really good thing to do. Yes, to remember them.
Or just going in a room and screaming at something is always good as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I found that very, very helpful. I was experiencing grief, and I just was near the sea in Brighton at the time, and I just stood and I screamed at the sea, and it just felt like a huge relief and a huge release, and it really did help. But like I say, you know, not everyone wants to do that, so it really is whatever works for you. But it's all about just trying to connect with that emotion and not letting it overwhelm you.
And it can be hard to find, you know, a therapist or a counsellor to talk things through with. Tell us more about Therapy Finders.
Okay, so Therapy Finders has been set up to help people connect with the right therapist for them. Often when we're experiencing any kind of mental health issue, not just grief, it's a very daunting task to find the right person or know who that person, who the right person is to speak to. So what we've tried to do is take the pain out of take the pain away from that part of the process. And at Therapy Finders, all you need to do is just answer a few simple questions, and then we will match you with the right person for you. So depending on what you're struggling with, what type of therapy you want, we will help you find that person. Because the most important aspect of having a successful journey through therapy is the relationship between the client and the therapist. It is so important. There's also another element to Therapy Finders, which we've developed, called Emotional First Aid. And this is a service for people who might be struggling with something in the moment. It's not necessarily for somebody with long-term or deep-rooted issues. But if you're just struggling in the moment right now, and you feel like you could just talk to somebody for one session, and then you'd be able to talk through whatever it is, and it's hoped that after that one session, you'll be able to continue more effectively with your day. So Therapy Finders as a whole is just trying to get people the help they need, whatever that help may be, and whatever circumstance they're in, and whatever works for them. It's all about helping you find that, get that help.
Claire, I think that's a great thing, because so often someone, and you don't gel with that person, and you need to, otherwise it can feel like another grieving exercise to leave that to then go and find something else.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you say, that connection is all important. And that's not to say if you do start working with a therapist and, you know, you don't feel that connection, that is, you know, it is totally fine to move on and find somebody else, because that getting that right person will change your life. It really will. It's the best thing that anyone can do to get help.
Claire, thank you so much. Where can people go for more information?
So if you're looking for information specifically on grief and loss, we have a website called therapyforgriefandloss.co.uk. If you want to get connected with a therapist, you can go to therapyfinders.co.uk.
Claire, thank you so much. I've really found that valuable.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
No, thank you.